A performance by the London-based theater Ray brings together art and science in asking, what's left when a memory is gone? It's called The Nature of Forgetting, and it will be on stage tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with artistic director Guillaume Paget about how he set out to explore the many dimensions of memory through its main character, Tom, a 55-year-old man with early-onset dementia.
And the question that we wanted to answer was, what is left of an individual once they start losing their memories? And we did not find the answer, so that's why we made a show about it.
I understand the piece incorporates music, movement, and theater, and that it's nonverbal. I wonder if you can describe what the experience is like for someone maybe who's never been to a play that's like this.
It's one of those things where it's quite difficult to explain, but when you see it and when you hear it, it makes a lot of sense because it's quite direct. So first of all, I should say that The Nature of Forgetting is definitely a play. It's definitely theatre. It is not, you know, it's not dance or circus. You know, it's definitely a theatre play with a narrative, with characters going through different challenges, and then they overcome these challenges, and that's how the play moves forward. So now the way we're telling the story is what's different, because we're not using text to communicate. We're using music, we're using movement, actions, visuals, you know, basically everything we can to communicate, but words. And I know it might sound a little bit, you know, experimental or, you know, maybe very different from what people might be used to, but actually it's not that different because we rely on what people see to tell our story. And usually when you hear a play, it goes through your head and you have time to process it and then you make sense of it. Whereas here, because it's through what you see, people immediately make connections with what they see and they're able to follow the story in a much more direct way, if you like, because it doesn't have to go through your brain. It's a lot more visceral in a way.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I understand that in preparing for this, you worked with a neuroscientist, Kate Jeffrey. How did you go about weaving together the science with the art?
It all started from the desire to have a better understanding of, you know, how does it work? What actually happens in the brain when you forget? Because if you think about it, if you're going to make a show about forgetting, you know, the common idea is to think that it's about doing a show about something that is not there, you know, because if you've forgotten it, then it's not there anymore. So it's about making a play about something which isn't there. It's about making visible on stage something that is not visible. So it's quite difficult. But the understanding of how memory works suddenly brings different tools to us. So for instance, you know, when you remember something, it's not as if you were, you know, picking up a book from your memory shelves, if you like, and then, you know, start to open it and read it. You reconstruct a memory every time. So every time you remember, the memory is reconstructed and it's fresh and it's new. So it hasn't, you know, sort of been stored as a whole. It's been, you know, divided in different parts and then you construct it. So if remembering means reconstructing, then forgetting suddenly becomes misconstructing or deconstructing. So there are different things that you can start to do to portray forgetting. And that's quite, you know, theatrically, it's quite a very interesting challenge. And that's how we worked with Professor Kate Jeffrey of University College London. She's a neuroscientist and she specializes on the role of the hippocampus, which is a little part in the center of your brain that is responsible, amongst other things, for the formation of new memories.
Yeah. You know, others I've read have described this play as one that celebrates memory and a life well lived. I wonder what you hope that people will walk away with after experiencing this performance.
I think exactly what you've just described. I think it's definitely a celebration of life. I think what we hope is that people, you know, live with maybe a tear in their eye and a big smile on their face, being reminded of the fragility of life and how important it is to live the present moment and celebrate it with the people you love.
That's Guillaume Paget, artistic director with Theatre Ray. He spoke with Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman about the play The Nature of Forgetting, which will be on stage tonight at 7:30 at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana.